Unter Flun Zayin, we starting Zayin. We all could just sure me Mizrach Shemesh Admovo Molal Shem Hashem. Me Mizrach Shemesh Admovo, we did this month. This is where we are, no? No, we're not on Zayin. We did that already. We're in stress. Didn't lose anything. Sorry, we're on Daf Nun Tes. We're on the Nun Tes Ches. The Naichilva Adam the Shiru Shabbat Lafonov is Barach Iki Yosaid Yo Ebed, Ale Yosod She Alav Omedes Kola Teira. This skill that a person has to sing and to praise in front of Hashem, the Iki Yosod stands on the sword that the whole Torah stands on. It means it's standing on a foundation that the whole Torah is standing on, which is Isa MS Miknechu MS. You do the truth because it's the truth. The Moshe Isim Onu is a mitzvah. Lomit Neato Elisatsuma Shetagielanu Mehem, not because of the enormous benefit we get from doing the mitzvahs. Elimikocha MS, because that's the MS. Avada, when you do the mitzvahs because of the MS, then there's enormous benefit. We're not doing it for the benefit, we're doing it because that's the MS. Because we're his creatures, he created us yesh miayin, and we're his avodim. He has a total kinyan, total ownership over us, over the fact that he was created us yesh miayin. He made another kinyon on us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. We became his slaves, servants that are totally mishubad nuntes to his rotzon. Because that is the truth. There's no 90% truth. That's truth. Truth is truth. And that's the truth. That means the chiyuv to shir, to masharin, to mashabach, as a kodesh baruch hu, stands on the same yesod that the whole Torah stands on. And that is, we do the emes, mipnei shehu emes. That's poshut. In the same way, the same weight, the same cheshbon, we have to praise Hashem and sing shira in front of him for all the unbelievable goodness that he does for us and that we receive from him. If our mouth was full of shira, like the sea is full of water, Lord, now speak, Lord, al achas mi elef alfei alofim. You couldn't thank him for even one of the myriad goodnesses he does for you. And that's kapshute. That's not loshen guzma. That's not loshen exaggeration. The Chovas HaLevavos says this a few times. There is no way to pay back Hashem for even the smallest chesed. Achas mi elef alef alfei. There's an enormous toeles by doing this, but that's not why the chiyuv exists. But because of the emes of the obligation. Once you know that it's been revealed to you that this is the rotzon of Hashem, then you do it because it's the rotzon of Hashem and no other reason. And the MS is that you're obligated to praise Hashem. I'm using the English words here. Whatever you want to translate those words as. Ad blisof. How much? What's the shear? There's no shear. Ad blisof. As much as you can. Whatever each person can, according to his abilities, nun tes. Well, we're now on tes. We're now on samach. Sorry, you missed nun tes. And if person doesn't do this, or he denies the enormous goodness that Hashem is doing for him, or he feels he doesn't really have an obligation to do this, you're uprooting a major foundation of the Torah. That means this aspect of tefillah called Rina, besides everything we've seen up to now, unbelievable benefits, and it's makariv yuta kodesh baruch hu, ataimed lifnei Hashem, and all the shefa that it brings down from Shemayim when you open up the gates of Shemayim through hoidav, which you can't open through any other way. Put that all aside. The reason why you have to do it is because you have a chiyuv to do it, because the emes mipnei shehu emes, and that's hard to do. We resist that enormously. Enormously. I want to give an example, and I'm not talking politics. Chas v'chalil, I'm not even switching off the recorder, because I'm not talking politics. I'm not. Because we have nothing to do with politics. They're not assured to us whatsoever. No one here is Greek, so no one here has anything to do with democracy. Democracy is a rochok mitoyer. You can't imagine how far the Hashmoni gave up their lives to destroy democracy. It's an avla gedoyla. It's nothing to do with Torah, but we're in a world, and we live in a world. And there's a thing called elections. I'm serious. I'm not talking about politics. Don't think I'm not. These people know me. They look for sure like bichlal. But this is the subject. MS mitnei shemis. If someone's going to vote, I want to show you. If you're going to vote, you can take the Chofetz Chaim scissors. There are people that take dirt and they make it into gold, and there are people that take gold and they turn it into dirt. Okay, so I just want to help you make gold. That's all. I'm seriously, you do whatever you want. I don't live in Beit Shemesh. I don't know what's going on. Okay? But I just want to show you how you can take gold and you can take dirt and make it into gold. If you're going to vote in this election because you have a democratic right to vote, that's dirt. That's bots. That's bots. It's going to Kesha. And who are you going to vote for? How do you know who to vote for? How do you know what's good and bad and right and wrong? Do you know what's going on there? You went in there, you checked what goes on. You know what you want. You know what's important. Why did you make Aliyah in the first place? Because you want more Gashmis. You want better bicycle paths. That's why you made Aliyah. If you came here for the Gashmis, I can show you a lot of better places with a lot less problems. Yeah, the Gashmis is better in America than India. They know how to do it properly there. Even South Africa is better in Gashmis at this place. That I can promise you. At least the meat's cheap or whatever. So why are you voting? Because you have a democratic right? That you took gold and you turned it into dirt. If you're going to vote because you don't understand why you're going to vote, I was saying, MS, we play sure MS. There's Gedolei Israel. We don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened after we lost Moshe Rabbeinu? We started using the Urim V'Tumim. You know, the Urim V'Tumim were never used, to the best of my knowledge, unless you can bring me a Makor, until Moshe Rabbeinu was Nefta. You didn't need Urim V'Tumim. If you wanted to know what Hashem said, what's Urim V'Tumim? It tells you what Hashem wants to tell you. It's a communication device where Hashem communicates to Klal Yisrael via this thing called the Urim V'Tumim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, didn't need that. Moshe Rabbeinu just went to Hashem and spoke to him, and Hashem told him what he wanted to do. He didn't need a cell phone. After Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, you needed the Urim V'Tumim. After the Urim V'Tumim got lost, what did we have? We had the Nevi'im. After the Nevi'im got lost, we had Tanoim, and then Amoraim, and in every generation, you have the Israel. You're gonna vote because Gedolei Israel told you you're gonna vote. So this is what you do. You do. You took dirt and you turned it into gold. Why? This is the Nakud again. I'm talking about politics. Because you're doing MS mipnei shehu MS, not because of the benefit and I make it and I won't get and I understand, I don't understand. MS mipnei shehu MS. You just took dirt and you turned it into gold. You go in there and you put your petek in, and I'm doing this because I MS mipnei shehu MS. I need that money yourself for. I put on tefillin, I know what I'm doing. But tell him why, because that's what Hashem said. You learn more about it, you go into it more. Yeah, oh, people that know more and understand more. So, well, it makes me feel sure. That's why we sing Shira. That's why we sing Shira. That's why we praise Hashem ultimately. We've had how many pages? 9 chapters, 8 chapters on all the benefits of Rina. But at the end of the day, you know why you do it? It makes me feel sure, MS. So finished. You don't have to waste any time discussing who, where, what. Whatever you were told. You'll never, ever lose out like that. Never, guaranteed, you'll never lose out like that. Never. And you sleep at night because it's not your problem. I don't have to worry about it. There are plenty of people, they've decided to use their lives now, worrying about it. You want to get involved in politics? Ask your office. If you get in politics, don't get involved. The people that the Gedolei Yisrael sent them to be involved in politics, I didn't get chosen for the job. So, Baruch Hashem, look for sure life. MS, Lipneishu, MS. We relate to Hashem on his terms, not our terms. That's all. You can do that. Untold greatness. Untold greatness lurking there. Who should you vote for? I don't know. The Gedolei Yisrael spoke. They spoke. I don't live here, so I don't know. I don't know. No idea. I can't exercise my democratic right in Beit Shemesh. I have to do it somewhere else, but there's not even an election. So I'm losing out. Chaval. I don't know. Again, whatever the Gedolei Yisrael said in Beit Shemesh, that's what you think. You call the Gedolei Yisrael, whoever the Gedolei Yisrael say, the Gedolei Yisrael are. How do you know the Gedolei Yisrael are? Ask the Gedolei Yisrael, they'll tell you. But I'll tell you, there's a way to Gedolei Torah. You only get on there if the other Gedolei Yisrael drag you in there, kicking and screaming, because nobody wants that job. Never find a politician who wants the job. Always. Always find a politician who doesn't want the job. He's a good guy for the job. He wants the job, be careful. But anyway, that's in politics, not the politics. And I don't want to talk about politics at all. I wanted to talk about MS, Mipneishu, MS. You have to remember that there's a lot of things in the world that don't look like MS. Any great, any shekel God will your tell me democracy. It's a shekel. The majority rules. Who's the majority rules? There's about 20 guys that run the world, country, and you voted for them, and now they do whatever they want. You ever speak to him after the election? You ever say, come on, everybody knows what politics is. Shekel's on this, the whole thing. Everybody knows it. One of the biggest myths is that people still got to vote. Not about us. We vote because we have a chi. We don't know why we vote. But people that really believe they're going to vote, they're going to change this prime minister with that. This prime minister will be better. 100 years, they're going to change. When they still vote. For me, it's the biggest myth. If that's not an open miracle, and these are intelligent people normally, in everything else except when it comes to politics. The economy goes up, so they vote for this guy. What do you think? If the other guy was in power, the economy wouldn't have gone up. Economies have cycles. He just happened to be lucky enough to be in power when the economy went up. So he's a great prime minister. And then the economy crashed like the economy. He's a lousy prime minister. He's in control of the economy. People still buy into it. Anyway. Yofi. Okay. That's MS. Singing Shira to Hashem is also ultimately on this your sort. Of MS, Mipneishu, MS. Tov, let's take the next step. Morning. Sochin Dav Kuf Yud Ches.
I don't know if I'm Mr. Rush officer.
Huh?
I'm Mr. Rush officer. It could be I'm a quaker.
Well, then you should do something about it. Umina MS, who chayvim onu lohoide shalabach ad blisov. Sorry. I heard your question. Yeah. I heard your question, and I'm dealing with it because it's a good question.
What's the question?
Let's just read it again, and then I'll tell you what his question is. The bottom of Nuntes. Umina MS, who shechayven anu loyde shalabech ad bli sof ad kamer shiadani magat. Apia MS, we have a chiv to lohoide sul shabeach. Pray, sing, whatever you want to translate those words are. At least so, infinite. How much? No limit. Sky's the limit. At Kamish Dani, as much as you can get to. Mitrashel Baze. And somebody who is Mitrashel is negligent in this, doesn't do it. Oh. How do you know that you Mitrashel Baze? So the first simple Muskel Rishon answer is because you're not doing as much as you can. How much is as much as I can? What's the fear? So Chazal tell us, Kol HaNeshama Ta'alel Ko, I'll call Neshima V'Neshima. Every breath you take, you have to sing Hallel. You can't live like that. It's not fact to live like that. Every breath you take, you sing Hallel. That's all you do. You sing say Hallel the whole day. You see, there's another whole bunch of things a person has to do. They're lost. The Torah Chaim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity three times a day in Shmoneh Esrei to say Moedim. In there is the praise for all the Neshimas, for everything that you sing Shvachos and so forth, since you last said Moedim. When you come to Shachris, when was the last time we said Moedim? Ma'ariv before. So now you're thanking Hashem for everything that happened since the last Moedim, since Ma'ariv last night. When you come to Mincha today, you're doing Moedim for everything that happened from this morning's Moedim till now. And there you put in the Avodah for this. Yeah? That's the Ikkah. But there's a lot of other places where we do that. You say Sheyotza, you say Shehakol, yeah, you say Psuka de Zimra. I mean, built into your day, just wired into your day, is an enormous amount of Shiru Shmacha. And then you can become even greater than that. Rebecca told me once he was walking with you, or somebody was walking with a Rosh Hashiva with Rav Tanokh Lebovich. Rosh Hashiva of Chofetz Chaim, yeah? With Chanoich, or Reb David, I can't remember who. Reb David was the father, Chanoich was the son. He was walking with one of them, one of the great Rosh Hashiva, Talmud of Slobodka. I think it was Reb David. They were walking, and they were about to go into a building. The door was closed. Somebody came and pushed the Rosh Hashiva, ran in front of him, opened the door, and went through the door. And as they walked through this door that was now open, this Talmud heard the Rosh Hashiva saying, thank you. So he said, Mazel, thank you, I said. So he opened the door for me. Huh. He opened the door for me. Don't say thank you. The guy, it was out of earshot. He was thanking Hashem because somebody opened the door for him. He didn't have to open the door. There's no end to how great you become in this area if you're just a little bit away. There are things happening all around you all the time. You sensitize yourself to this. How do you know that you're not a koifer? Because you're not a koifer. You're not a koifer. You may be not paying attention. You may be a bit lazy. You may be a bit of koifer. You're not. No, you're strong. Somewhere. You don't have to leave your house to find many opportunities for shiru shvacha. You know? You have a bed. You have a roof over your head. The water runs. The lights are working. I mean, just think about it. Three times a day, at least, in Moedim, you're a little bit aware of what you do. That's the start. And then you become a businessman. This becomes your business. You walk into a hardware store. You want a musaf shmooze, go to a hardware store. You show a grass screw like this, you have me in your day, you got this, he knows exactly where it is. He knows how many has in stock. He knows what his markup is. He knows what the phone number is of the guy to order the other ones. And he's got millions of things in his store, and he knows each and every one. Yeah, because it's his business. When you make singing Shira to Hashem your business, you'll find millions of opportunities. Millions of every second. Now, you can't. You're busy learning the Tosfos. It's very hard to be saying thank you, thank you, thank you while you're learning the Tosfos. You won't learn Tosfos. So you'll come to Moedim at least, and you'll have what to say. That's a Torah Chaim's Eitzah. I'll call Neshima V'Neshima, it is every moment. I'll call Neshima V'Neshima. Again, it goes back to what we spoke about, the Reach Tov and the Reach Ra. I don't know if you remember the studio. I'm going to now. Have you chosen to be somebody who wants to have a Koros HaTov? If you've made that decision, you'll find opportunities for Koros HaTov. If you've made up your mind you want to be an Reach Ra, then you'll find plenty of opportunities to slog up everything in the world and to be complaining and miserable. And, you know, people are. You decided you want to be a Koros HaTov kind of a person. You'll find plenty of opportunities. Everything that comes your way will be, oh, there's another opportunity. Somebody loves money. $5 comes his way, he gets out of bed because he loves money. He's not waiting to become a millionaire. You offer him $5 to mow the lawn, he'll mow the lawn for $5 because he loves money. He's made up his mind. This is his value. This is what he's into. Every opportunity he grabs. He doesn't say, I worked 8 hours a day. Now I'm off duty. That's it. You phone him up, you offer him $50,000. No, I'm not working now. Phone me tomorrow. No, we'll so if your value system is, I want to be a praiser of Hashem, that's the business I'm in. That's what it says on my door. You know, what if I share a praiser? Then every opportunity that comes your way, you'll grab it. But you're not an apikairis. You're just learning a new trick you never knew about before. That's a question that bothers us in every area. How am I doing it right? Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm not doing enough. Kulu yetzahara. Kulu yetzahara. Because you never feel besimcha and happy after you ask those questions. You always feel like a failure, and you always feel like you're miserable and you're not doing well enough. Kulu yetzahara. Kulu yetzahara. Sochim dav kuf yud ches. Right at the end. Kashim is the nice of shall Adam kakrias yamsuf. Food for a person, to provide a person with panasa, is as difficult as kasha kakrias yamsuf. Whatever that means. Any, Kediksev, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Naisen lechem lechol boso. Naisen lechem kol boso, v'somach le. Legoyze yamsuf legzorim. Say hekesh in the pasuk in Tehillim. Nice and lechem lechol boso. Hashem gives food to everybody. And next to it says legoyze yamsuf legzorim. He cut the sea, divided the sea in two. So we see from there that mizrainus and yamsuf have an equal level of difficulty. Dibrachazayin elu haim lalochol amaisa. Lalochol amaisa. What does that mean? Lalochol amaisa. It's a nice hekesh. It tells us that, you know, panosa is difficult like yamsuf. So when you're having a bad day at the office, you're not supposed to be. No, what's halacha? Lamaisa. The number that's main, you mind you, anu, mi yoitse mitzrayim. Ach ma'od shanim shen avdus noira. Try and imagine, because you have to do this in a few weeks anyway, that you are from the yoitse mitzrayim. You are from the yoitse mitzrayim, but we don't get it. So you have to see yourself, ke'ilu, you went out of Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. So now imagine yourself, you one of the Oitz of Mitzrayim, after hundreds of years of awesome, awesome torture, slavery, untold, horrific horrors. And Hashem took you out of there in a blaze of untold miracles. And now there's this army coming after you. There's only one thing in mind, and that's the total destruction of the Jewish people. He wants to wipe you all out. And the sea that's in front of you splits. And you walk across in a blaze of miracles. Imagine, that's what's happening. For sure, when you came in on the other side, you'd sing Shira, no? You'd go, wow, at least. Hard to express surprise in English. It's like, oh my gosh. So it doesn't just do it. You know, Chris Yamsuf, wow, just doesn't do it. There's always the Chasei Mashu. So you, whatever, you sing Shira. For sure, you'd sing Shira. You just imagine the arousal, the simcha, shira after Kriyas Yamsuf, after hundreds of years of slavery, after Esamakas, after the Gilu Shechina, lo shifcha la yam mashiro, you saw my sabreshis. For sure you sing shira. And that's some shira. You spend the rest of your life trying to get back to that level. So come along Chazal. The Keshebo Adam Lebeisoi, Vine Oroch Lafona called Toiv. God comes home. And there's supper waiting for him. There's food in the fridge. Lo chosel loy. Lo bezoinus lo boigut. Lo ulevne beisoy. He's got clothes to wear. His children have got shoes, Boch Hashem. Hareze kriyas yamsuf. Because I'll tell you in the Gemara in Tzachim that kuf yud ches, that that's kriyas yamsuf. Mamash. A little bit of thought. You can acquire this feeling. You have to train yourself. Again, it's training. When you open up the fridge, when you open up the pantry door, when you open up, you pull out the drawer, and inside you see all the tapa chips, what's called Birkas Hashem. Yeah. There's jelly sweets and whatever, all this wonderful healthy nutritionist food in the cupboard. That 90% of your food budget goes on poison. The other 10% goes on dentists. And you open up the cupboard and there's this all this brocha. One second, where does this all come from? Who gave me this? Sorry, he spread out here in front of me. And we can enjoy it. Supposed to enjoy it. Because I don't deserve any of this. Now, no one's expecting every time you open a can of tuna to sing Shir HaSayam. No one's going to do that. That's not where we're talking about. But Ksat Machshava, 1 second. Somebody went all the way to the sea to catch a fish. And they brought it to me and they put it there, and it's on my table, yeah, and it's healthy and it's delicious. Huh? Yeah. Some guy went off to China to watch it to make sure that it's kosher and it's not bishah. Yeah. Hundreds and thousands of people. Thank you, Hashem. Just to be aware, even if you don't say thank you, just to be aware, Marshall Korepo. We take things for granted. So we take things for granted. What we're saying, yeah, is stop taking things for granted. Just kasher kriyas yam suf. So why don't we? Because we don't see it as kriyas yam suf. I went to work. I got a paycheck. My wife went to the makolet. I paid the makolet. You know, I'm doing my thing. No, they couldn't miss it. It's kriyas yam suf. Kashim is a nice of shalodim kriyas yam suf. What does that mean? I'm going into the kasher part of it. I'll tell you another nice idea that comes from this Hotram Rav Melech Biderman. Why did the sea split ultimately? When did it split? The Nachshon jumped in and the water got to his nose, yeah? Okay. Why did the sea split? Because he jumped in. That's what split the sea. No, the sea split because Hashem did a miracle and the sea split. Yeah, it's the same as Panosa. You have to make the studies. But don't think the studies is what brings the Panosa the same way as Nachshon didn't think. And he's jumping in the sea, split the sea. The sea split because Hashem done a miracle. Panos is a miracle. Same as Kriyas Yam Suf. What do you have to do? You have to make Ishtaris, whatever that is. Not going into Ishtaris. Don't remember that. I'll tell you another thing I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva. It says Shituchim is also Kashuk Kriyas Yam Suf. Say, once told the Bocha, when did the water split? When it got to Nachshon's nose. Yeah? God said it got up to his mouth. So if you lower your nose, the shidduch will come quicker. He told the Bocha. Bocha came to him for a broch. He was struggling with shidduchim. So Rabbi Yankov told him, it says that shidduchim kasha kekriyas yamsuf. When did the sea split? When it got to Nachshon Banan Medov's nose. Yeah, it said, it got up to his nose. If you lower your nose, then the sea will split quicker. Means stop, you know.